Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We're talking summer of soccer. We're getting caught up on everything going on in the Gold Cup, in the Club World Cup, everything happening worldwide at the moment. The 3-4-3 coming up in the last segment of the show. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game. The first segment, I was kind of griping about things that don't make me smile about this game. A lot of negativity, a lot of toxicity. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way that the English media works and our soccer media kind of takes its cues from that. A lot of the English media are very down on the Club World Cup and down on the competition that you're seeing in it. Although you're starting to see the teams from other continents give the European teams a run for their money. I think you're seeing some European teams that are really getting into this and European fans that are really getting into this competition. But right now, the Club World Cup, the heart and soul of it has been the River fans, the Boca fans, the Urawa Red Diamonds fans, even the Mamelodi Sundowns fans, which weren't in huge numbers, by the way, because that's a long trip from South Africa to play in Orlando. But they were out there during the weather delay making all kinds of noise. The LAFC fans who made the trip. And it really feels like it's the rest of the world other than the European teams that are really getting into the spirit of this tournament. And I love to see that. And I'd love to see everybody else catch on. Are the European teams the best teams in the world? Yes. Why? They have the most money. So the best players end up gravitating there because they get paid the best. It's not rocket science. It's not difficult. It's not hard to understand. But I like to see that they're getting tested by teams like Fluminense and Borussia Dortmund today, like Monterrey and Inter today. I like to see the teams from this hemisphere really give them a good run for their money. It's exciting. Can anybody give Manchester City and Real Madrid a run for their money in this tournament? These are the two that I had coming into it as the two that I felt like were the most, that had the most to prove coming into it, because they had poor seasons by their standards. Trophies were not plentiful for either one, and they had disappointing years. Real Madrid, new manager, Xabi Alonso, he's in charge. Manchester City, not a new manager, Pep Guardiola still there, but a lot of new to City. Let's start with Madrid. Xabi Alonso has been there for a couple of weeks training now with the group. He praised the instant impact of the signings that they've added ahead of the tournament. Trent Alexander-Arnold from Liverpool, Dean Huijsen from Bournemouth. You get them into this team. He called them top players. They make their debut in the tournament against Al Hilal of Saudi Arabia tomorrow, first game in Group H. Xabi is not going to criticize Carlo Ancelotti. I think Ancelotti did kind of lose the... It's not the respect, because I think he was incredibly well respected. Maybe he got tuned out a little bit by some of the players. Maybe Kylian Mbappe coming into the team destabilized it a bit from what it had been the year before, where they won everything. I don't know. But Xabi talked about what he wants it, how he wants it to be different under Real Madrid for him. And he talked about the distances between players with and without the ball. He said, we have to be better positioned to have the ball and to win it back. The team needs to be more compact. And the tournament for Real Madrid, for Xabi Alonso, he said, I'm sure that on the last day of the tournament, we'll be a better team. Now, Madrid has played Al-Hilal in the previous format of this tournament, beat them in the final 5-3, the highest scoring match under the old format. Al-Hilal are the underdogs in this. By far, no question about it. But in their domestic campaign in Saudi Arabia, they scored 95 goals in 34 games. They are unbeaten in their last 5 games. This is a very good team in Al-Hilal. They're not at the level of Real Madrid. Again, big difference. Although the Saudi clubs are spending money that's in a pretty big way. Not big way like Real Madrid, who dropped somewhere in the region of $10 million to get 2 extra weeks of Trent Alexander-Arnold before his contract was up. I wanted to check the odds really quickly on this one, and we will look at our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook for Real Madrid and Al-Hilal to see what this looks like. I'm just curious as to how big of a favorite Real Madrid is. Minus 370. Al-Hilal is a plus 850 to win, plus 470 in the draw. It's pretty sizable in terms of the favorites here. Real Madrid is the favorite by a big margin. Manchester City, they play Wydad of Morocco tomorrow to open things up. That's the noon kick in Philadelphia. I'll be curious to see what the crowd looks like. Will people complain about it? Probably. I also think one other element to the crowd here in Atlanta, because we're obsessed with attendance when it fits the narrative that we want it to fit, right? People have skipped over the attendance numbers for Major League Soccer growing and growing and growing every year because they want to talk about a TV rating, because the attendance narrative doesn't help them there. But they want to talk about the attendance narrative in Atlanta for the Chelsea game, but then skip it for the PSG game, or not actually talk about how that was on a Sunday afternoon, not a Monday afternoon. See what I'm saying? There's lots of different narratives that you can fill if you want to. I think one question that I have, Chelsea and Manchester City, two teams that are playing here in Atlanta, two teams that are, Chelsea's been at the top of the English power rankings for a while now, a couple decades. Manchester City, maybe one decade less. They're not the generational favorite teams in this country from England. I wonder if they're not quite as big of a draw as maybe they think that they are in this country. So when you see the attendance, if you are of the English media, you're going to take a shot at the attendance and you're going to take a shot at Atlanta instead of talking about how, well, maybe Chelsea needs to put some work in if they want to be a bigger draw in this country, because they talk about being such a big club. Also, by the way, next time they sign a player from the city that they're visiting, like they did last summer, maybe tip off the manager when he does the press conference to talk about that player and not act like he had no idea who he was. I don't know. Maybe that will help you engender some goodwill in the community. Just a thought. Manchester City, so they play at Philadelphia tomorrow. They push through deals ahead of the tournament to get Ryan Cherki, to get Tiani Reinders, to get Ryan Outnouri, to get Marcus Bettinelli. They spent about £100 million in transfer fees ahead of the tournament to get this squad together. Pep Guardiola is trying to change things up a little bit. Sources are telling ESPN, I've seen this in quite a few different places over the last 24 hours, he wants the team to play faster. He wants the team to play a little bit more like PSG did last year. And I talked about it a lot last season, which was ended a few weeks ago. PSG, Luis Enrique, that was the best team in the world. Luis Enrique, the best manager in the world. He comes from the Barcelona school, but I think he modernized it a little bit. Pep might be taking some cues from that. Now, Pep will interpret it in his way, and I'm really curious to see how he puts his spin on it. But we might see a different kind of Manchester City under Pep. I think Ryan Cherki could make them look very different. Talk about an incredibly talented 1v1 player. I want to see how Cherki fits into this team. So it's Wydad and Manchester City tomorrow. First Moroccan team in Wydad to ever face an English team in an official match, an official competition. City have only played non-European teams twice before. Rodri could be back in the team. He had the long injury layoff. He came back at the end of the Premier League season. He could be starting. This is a wild number. Rodri, in his last 79 Manchester City appearances, Manchester City has lost one time. You wonder why they had a down year? Probably the injury to Rodri. One loss in 79 appearances for Rodri with Manchester City, and he could be in the starting lineup tomorrow as they play Wydad. Let's bounce over to the Gold Cup. Talked about it a little bit earlier. The U.S. men's national team, big win over Trinidad and Tobago on Sunday night, 5-0. Two goals from Malik Tillman, goals from Patrick Ajimon, from Brendan Aaronson, from Haji Wright. Good win. And they needed a good win. They needed a win like that. They needed a strong first half after what we saw in the friendlies leading into the tournament. Now, can they continue to build? We'll find out on Thursday, 9:15 kick, they play Saudi Arabia, who also won in game one of the group stage. Interesting one in this Saudi Arabia guest team in the Gold Cup in CONCACAF. Be curious to see how this matchup goes. Two very different kinds of teams. Could be an intriguing one, and it's a good test for the U.S. in this one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Canada and Honduras. Canada's up 2-0 at halftime. Curaçao and El Salvador, they played earlier tonight, scoreless draw. Mexico and Dominican Republic, that was one of my favorite games I've seen in the last week. The Dominican Republic was so much fun to watch. And the Inter-Miami product, who's moved on from the club, Edison Ascona, he was trying to take everybody on the dribble in the second half of that game, and he succeeded more often than not. Dominican Republic really took Mexico to the wire in that one. Could have found a way to tie it 3-3. They ended up losing 3-2. This is a program, and we talk about CONCACAF and the haves and the have-nots. U.S., Mexico, Canada, maybe Costa Rica. Different class in CONCACAF than your Dominican Republics and your Curaçaos and some of your others. But the Dominican Republic, you look at what they've done at the youth national team level, getting to World Cups. They got to the Olympics last time. A lot of young talent has been developing. And when you have CONCACAF Nations League and you have the expanded Gold Cup and you have these competitive games, they get better every time they get that access to it. And that takes me back to the Club World Cup a little bit here. A lot of people wanted to harp on Auckland City losing to Bayern. I don't know why. It's a semi-pro team against the Bundesliga champions. The result, duh. Maybe the margin of the result, but margins and these things, game state matters. This was a very difficult game for Auckland City. You had guys taking off work. I think a couple guys couldn't get off work. Guys are working remotely during the tournament, playing the biggest games of their lives. But this is how you get better. we've seen this in every tournament that has expanded. The first time you get some games with teams that are out of their depth. Well, how do they get into that depth? They play. How do you get better? You get access to playing the best, and you learn and you develop. The Dominican Republic and what they're doing in CONCACAF, that's a team I want to watch. That's a team I want to see develop. That's a team that, hey, you're looking for talent. You're Atlanta United and you're looking at scouting talent. Well, you might want to go look at Dominican Republic and what they're bringing through and bring some of those players in with the personality that they showed in that game against Mexico. You can get better and you can see these things happen in real time if you're paying attention and not just falling into the trap of gatekeeping or complaining or saying things can't change or it's got to be like it always was. Don't be that. Don't be that. Don't waste your time with that. I've been really entertained by both the Gold Cup and the Club World Cup, and they're only really getting started. So here in Atlanta, Thursday, we've got Miami and Porto. Huge game. Both teams scoreless draws in game one. Porto and Palmeiras with a scoreless draw in that one. Miami and Al Ahly with a scoreless draw in that one. This group feels wide open. If Miami can get a result here, then they'll go into the final game with Palmeiras with an opportunity to advance, which would be huge for Major League Soccer. Be big for the tournament as well, obviously, with Lionel Messi. Messi expected to play. He was fired up in game one. So I'm going head-to-head with people. So I'm talking some smack. He almost scored one of the most ridiculous goals I've ever seen in my life at the end of the game. A short corner that was played back to him from way outside. Wide, almost curled it into the upper corner. An incredible save from the Al Ahly goalkeeper, and he ends up banging his back on the post, keeping it out. Messi's up for this tournament. That should tell you a lot about how a lot of players are feeling about it. Then Sunday night, Manchester City and Al Ain from the United Arab Emirates. I don't know what to expect from them. I'm really excited about getting to watch a Pep Guardiola team in my hometown. Pep Guardiola has influenced the game in so many ways. And of course, you want to go back to negativity and toxicity. A lot of people are complaining about all the greatness that Pep Guardiola has given you as a coach over the last few decades. People are complaining about it and saying it's ruined the game and it's done this and it's done that. No, it hasn't. Oh, he doesn't want players to play with personality. No, he had Lionel Messi in his teams. He had Arjen Robben in his teams. He had Franck Ribery in his teams. He's had plenty of players who have plenty of personality and plenty of individual skills. Every team is different. I think you're going to see a little bit different Manchester City, maybe because they got Rodri back, one of the best players in the world, the Ballon d'Or winner. It's going to be an entertaining one with City and Al Ain. That is Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Tickets available, FIFA.com/tickets. Some good deals available as well. Go check those out. Would love to see y'all in the building at the Benz on Thursday afternoon, a 3 p.m. kick, or Sunday night, 9 p.m. We're going to have all kinds of content. We had a full-time report-ish on an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special yesterday after the match. We'll have that again on Thursday. We'll have that again on Sunday. Lots of good stuff coming for you on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. More coming after the break. We're going to get into the 3-4-3, three headlines, three local stories, four headlines, and three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. 3-4-3 coming up in 5 on AST on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.